The Franchise Geeks present Social Geek Radio. Hello, geeks. Jack Munson here, your social media consigliere. Today's episode is brought to you by Social Joey, Franchise Dictionary Magazine, and Franchise Soft. Welcome back to one of our favorite returning guests. It's Angela Cote. How are you, Angela?
I am so good. I'm sitting here with a big smile on my face because I just love chatting with you, Jack. And I'm so excited to be here again.
Well, I love having you on, and you always have some great ideas to share. We just saw each other at one of these conferences that we're going to be talking about, and you shared some big news in your life. What's going on? Tell us about your new gig.
Yeah, well, I just recently merged my business and joined forces with a company called Cultivate Advisors. And they're actually based out of Chicago, which is really exciting because that's where you are.
Right. Good Chicago company. I like it already.
Yeah. So, I guess that, you know, the question is, why would I do that? Right. And what it was is I was working with a lot of, early and emerging franchisors. And when they would come to me, they would often have, they're in pretty good shape. They're pretty set up there, but they do need to do some things to get more set up to be really ready to franchise. And so when I connected with Cultivate Advisors and realized what the amazing resources and tools and ways that they're supporting business owners for growth, I just saw a real fit and thought, hey, I need those resources so that I can really, layer that on what I'm already doing with my clients. So that was a big part of it. It's a fast, high growth company, very performance driven, results driven, and I thought it would be a great fit. So it's been a couple months and it's been awesome so far. And so that's what's going on.
Well, congratulations on that. I've known a few people over there at Cultivate Advisors for a while. And I agree. I think it's a great fit, great company, great folks. So congratulations again on that. And I know we're going to see lots more of you and the Cultivate Advisors team at a lot of upcoming conferences in the franchise space. So I thought today might be a good day to talk about conferences. We just saw each other at Franchise Springboard a couple of weeks ago in Philadelphia, another great show. The Franchise Leadership and Development Conference is happening this week in Atlanta, and the big MITCON show from IFA is in Austin next week. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. So while all of these conferences are happening, I know you've got some really great tips and hacks on how to get the most out of any conference you're attending. So I thought today would be a great day to jump into that. I know a lot of people talk about conference tips like, make sure you bring business cards. And I'm always telling people, make sure you bring a pen because, no, you can't have my pen while we're at the show. But beyond sort of the basics of business cards and get plenty of sleep and drink a lot of water, let's talk about some of your networking hacks. So where should we start?
Yeah, well, whenever I know that I'm going, or when I make a decision to go to a conference or an event, and this even would apply to like an evening event, networking event in my hometown, I always, even before I make the decision, I think, what are my goals? Be really clear. So the one of the hacks is to be really clear on your goals. And, we'll use in the franchise community, I'll use an example that if you're a franchisor, why are you going there? Are you going there to meet other franchisors that are at the stage you're at? Do you want to talk to some established, veteran franchisors to learn some things? Or maybe you're trying to figure out, the vendors in the space. Mm-hmm. You and I are, I don't really like the word vendor. I feel like that makes us sound like we're to make a sale.
Right. I'm out there selling hot dogs at these shows. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, but the suppliers like us, we're there, we're probably there to meet some prospects. And, I know I'm always looking to meet some other key players so that I can learn from them and then have them as referral sources and maybe even just kind of get clear on the competition, like who else is out there and meet them. And so getting really clear on your goals. And then on top of that, I think, are you there, are you there to build relationships? Are you there for education? I think for the most part, it should be a nice balance of both. We're always learning.
Yeah, I love the idea of having one of your goals be build relationships, because I've seen too many sales managers in various industries throughout the years who had a goal of, we're going to sell 5 new clients at this conference. And I usually pull those guys back and say, I've got some news for you. You're not going to sell anything at an industry conference. Mm-hmm. You're going to build relationships. And then, you know, next year you're going to build more on those relationships. And then perhaps they'll become a business partner or a customer. But anybody who you know, doesn't have relationship building as a goal in place of, you know, we're going to sign 5 contracts or something like that. It, like, you know, they're doomed to fail.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, we all know that when we make a decision to do business with somebody, it's usually built on trust.
Yeah.
And that trust is what comes over time. I mean, you and I have built up a relationship over time that, you know, we're confident in what each other does. And that doesn't just happen on the first meeting. So I really think of it like, you know, it's a trust building relationship thing. And I love what you said about the, you know, how many leads did you get? Like, I know the first couple of conferences that I went to when I started, you know, what I'm doing now, you know, a few years ago when I first started going to conferences, I would have people say, oh, like how many prospects or how many deals did you close?
Yeah.
And it threw me off because I was like, it's not really like that. Until you've been going, then you might start looking at it like that, but it takes time. So I really love that you pointed that out.
Yeah. You know, if you're talking about like an expo, like a franchise expo, where it's a little bit more of a hard sell on the exhibit floor, right? You know, people are there to buy, they're there to, you know, select a franchise or get some more information, but they might be making some buying decisions. That could be a little bit of a different story. But if you're talking if you're talking about your typical more educational or networking type events that I think we're talking about here, it's you really have to look at the relationship building and also what you said about the education part of it. For some people, maybe they're not looking to network and build relationships, but they do need to figure out the answers to some problems that they're currently having, right? If they didn't have problems or if they didn't have, you know, some big challenges ahead of them, they probably wouldn't waste their time going to a conference. They would probably, you know, take the time off and spend more evenings at home. But, you know, if they've got some challenges and they're going to a conference, they need to know, okay, which items am I trying to fix this week? And what do I need to find some answers on?
That goes right hand in hand with the idea of being clear on what, you know, what are your goals? So yeah, being really clear, like, what am I trying to learn? What gaps can I fill when I go there? And I actually just wanted to point out, I really love that you clarified that we are talking about, you know, networking type conferences as opposed to show, like an expo. Yeah, that's definitely different.
Yeah.
You're going to collect, if you go to an expo and you're not trying to collect leads, you might not be, coming back feeling too good. So yeah.
might not be coming back employed after that.
Yeah.
Show, right. So, so let's talk about some of the work that you like to do in advance of a conference.
Mm-hmm. So this is something I just naturally do. And I've heard people say, oh, I never thought of that. So, So one of my hacks is to get the attendee list in advance. It sometimes takes a little bit of, sweet talking. You know, to get the list in advance. Sometimes it's available to everybody and it goes out, you know, just so go looking for it. You know, maybe it's on the website of the event or, you know, you might find it. But if you don't see it, I usually just contact the organizer. Usually you kind of know the name because they're like, you know, if you have any questions, email this person. So I contact the organizer of the event and I explain that, you know, I just want to get the most out of your event. So I get the list in advance and I do some research. I kind of go old school and I usually print it out and I have like a little code. I call it the Angela Cote code. So I go down the list and I put like an M if I want to meet the person. I put, H if I just want to make sure I say hi, cause I want to, you know, maybe it's somebody that I'm trying to have them keep me kind of top of mind to refer me when they know people that could use my services. So I've got a code I use. So I always love telling people this and then now you're probably wondering what's the code when I see your name.
I I wonder, am I an H? Am I an M?
Yeah. Well, we've already met. So you'd be an H and I'd probably have like stars and highlighter all over. I got to say hi. But then all kidding aside, I would almost not need to do that because I would know that you and I would naturally run into each other. So, but I mean, if it's somebody that I really want to meet and I do, I mean, the homework that I do, it's like I research, you know, that I look at their website, I look at their social media, do some research and get clear on what, who, you know, or who I want to meet. And then I use social media and I start to build the relationship. I'm sure this isn't like rocket science, but you know, I'll go on LinkedIn and I'll send a message. Hey, I see you're going to be at, you know, the Springboard conference or whatever conference we're going to. And I would love to cross paths. I don't usually try to set up a ton of meetings because I find that I like to kind of let it free flow.
Yeah.
You know, but I'll just send that out. And then here's one of my secret hacks though, that I don't know if a lot of people do or not, but I use the list post event and I go, who did I not meet that I meant to meet or say hi to? And I send out a message, often usually it's through LinkedIn, but sometimes email. And I say, hey, I wish we would have crossed paths. You know, it's such a whirlwind at these events. I was hoping we'd meet. Would you like to jump on a call?
That's a great idea. Yeah.
I get a lot of good response from that because it's almost like a warm connection rather than a cold call.
Yeah. And it's amazing how you can be at a conference for 3 days in the same hotel with the same 500 or 1,000 people or whatever the number is and never run into a specific person that and then there are other people that you
see eight times.
That's a great idea because it is kind of a warm introduction because even though you haven't actually met, you were both interested in that conference and whatever content was happening around that conference. And it's a good hello. I really like that.
Actually, I'll throw in one added bonus line you can, or I don't really call it a line, but a way that you can use that too is to say, hey, you know, I see you're at Springboard. You know, I wish we would have got to cross paths. What takeaways did you get?
What
did you learn? Or who did you meet that, you know, just get a question so that they answer and get the conversation going.
That's really good. And, you know, I like your idea of using social media in a positive way to do a little stalking and investigating.
Learning.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I never mind when I see ahead of a conference, I typically start seeing notifications on LinkedIn that, you know, this person or that person has viewed your profile. I think that's pretty smart. They're doing their homework. They're seeing who's at the conference and, you know, who is that guy? And you know, what does he have to do with this conference? And I think that's a positive thing. Maybe some people might not really want to be researched as much, but I always find that to be a positive thing when I see someone is actually, you know, taking the time to, you know, see who I am and what my company is before we go to the conference. Because I know in the long run, they're just trying to build relationships as well, or they're, you know, trying to make a connection. So why not? That's why social media is there.
Well, exactly. If you're on social media, you should be prepared to be stalked, right?
Yeah, right. If you don't want to be stalked,
don't be on social media. Yeah. One thing I just want to add too is I recently had somebody reach out to me and they reached out twice, I think through email and said, hey, it was very generic, like let's meet at the, you know, at the Springboard conference or whatever it was. And I thought, well, I don't know why you want to meet. And then I looked at their background and I didn't see it. So I would also make sure that, you know, if you're in advance doing that, like if it's not kind of obvious, like why you want, like, oh, I'd love to hear your growth goals, or I'd love to hear how things are going with your, you know, expansion or whatever, right? Like ask a question so that there's some context. Cause the person that did that emailed me twice and I didn't even respond because I didn't know what the point was.
Yeah. But you know what you said that is spot on is the questions you're asking people when you reach out, the questions are about them, you know, what are they doing and how are things going with you and what are you looking to accomplish, that kind of thing. Most of the blind pitches you get in social media are, you know, my name's Joe, and now I want to give you 17 paragraphs about why my company is so awesome. Yes.
I hate that.
And I look at that and I'm like, you have no idea who I am or what my company does or
exactly.
Or, and you have no interest in learning. You're just trying to sell me something. So
I ignore those. Like if they go like a LinkedIn request and they go, I want to tell you about what I have to sell you basically. Now, anybody that's listening, that's ever sent me a LinkedIn request and I didn't respond. Now, you know why.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
hope I don't get an email, right. Email after this, but yeah.
Right. So we've done some homework ahead of time. You've got some great hacks in advance. Now let's talk about while we're at the conference, the sessions and the panels and so forth. What do you have there for us?
Yeah, well, I'm pretty strategic about which sessions I attend. So my tip would be to be strategic and think about, you know, not only, you know, I think some people skip the sessions. I think you should attend sessions, you know, you can do a nice combination of, you know, networking sessions. But not only to pick up new nuggets or hear things in a different way, which is always great, but also I like to think about, you know, where are the people that I'm trying to meet going to be? Right. So like what room are I going to be? I want to be in a room full of people that I'm trying to meet. So if I'm trying to meet franchisors that I can help with their growth, I'm going to go, you know, even though the topic that they're going to might not be a topic of interest. Sometimes I'll still go to the session going, oh, well, that's great. I can, you know, mingle and mix with them at the end. Right. So, mm-hmm. and then also like, also who do I want to know about? So if it's a panel, I look at who the speakers are and I might not be excited about the content, but I'm like, oh, that person I've heard they're, you know, really smart or they're like a key player. I want to meet them or know about them. So I'll specifically go, you know.
And it's always a nice way for some follow-up after the conference to reach out mm-hmm. to someone and say, I saw your panel on franchise development using social media strategy at MITCON this year, and I didn't get a chance to say hello afterwards, but I just wanted to let you know that I learned, you know, A, B, and C during your panel, and I really enjoyed it. And if you're a panelist, if you're a speaker at a conference and somebody follows up and you know, mirrors something you said in your speech, you're going to love that person. You're going to be like, wow, totally. I really want to connect with that person. And someone was paying attention. Hallelujah. Right. So,
Oh, you're so bang on. You know, you and I have both been on panels and you always wonder like, did I provide any value? So yeah, I love that. I don't know if, well, yeah, I think you do know that I seem to lose my voice every time I
attend.
I'm kind of
conference voice.
Yeah. Conference voice. And so I started when I did my introduction at the most recent one I was on, I said, if you don't sound like this at the end of a conference, then you are not networking hard enough.
Right. You're not talking to enough people. Right.
Yeah. And so I had a couple people that reached out to me after and said they enjoyed the panel and they said, and thank you for the tip on making my voice, you know, losing my voice and all that. So
there's a goal right there. I want to lose my voice. I want to talk. Yeah. I want to talk to so many people that I lose my voice by the end.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And then just in addition, I just wanted to add too, in addition, like with the panels, one thing that I've kind of done, and I love what you said about reaching out to the panelists. You can also, you know, pick up quotes from them that you can then leverage on, you know, social media, like Charlie Chase, for example, used the line exit with honor. And I thought, I really like that. Like when you've got a franchisee in the system that is not a fit, rather than, you know, being litigious and spending all kinds of money to get them out, help them exit with honor. And I thought, I love that line. So then I could then like put that on social media. You know, one of the cool things I picked up was Charlie Chase's quote, you know, exit with honor, you know, or whatever. And you can use that when it can become part of your communication and lingo and you quote that person in everything you do. So that's another little thing I've done too.
And you're also serving someone very well and you're actually helping that speaker out a bit because the thing that I like to do during these panels is take a picture of the speaker and maybe do a quote or just make a comment about, you know, Charlie Chase is really, you know, killing it at this session today, right? And tag him and tag his brand and use the hashtag for the conference. And because that's actually something that someone else might find valuable. Oh, look, on Twitter or Instagram or wherever you put this, oh, look, Charlie Chase is speaking in Philadelphia today, right? And yeah. And they might share that too. And because, you know, while you're speaking, you can't exactly take pictures of yourself. So, yeah. So you just did him a favor and you shared the quote. And I think that that goes a long way toward building relationships, whether with that speaker or other people at the conference, than what people mm-hmm. typically do, where they take a selfie of themselves at the conference and they say, hey, I'm here at whatever. Isn't that cool? Not a lot of value in that. So, mm-hmm. so, you know, using someone else in your content and sharing it for them and quoting them, I think in the long run will really add more value to everyone that you're connected with than if you just constantly do selfies. And also, let me tell you my quick pet peeve, anybody mm-hmm. at a conference, if you're exhibiting, if you have a booth, if you have a table, whatever, stop tweeting your table number. No one cares, right? we're at booth number 422. Stop by. No, I haven't tweeted anything in 3 years, funny. But suddenly today I'm going to tweet this. No, just stop it. Don't do that. Quotes and things you learned at panels and pictures of other people at the events doing significant things. That's the kind of stuff you want to share on social at conferences. So
that's a great point. Yeah. And it really comes down to, like, I love what you said about the tagging and that, like, you want to leverage it, you know, for yourself. And like you said, more than anything, that you can provide value for other people. And
yeah.
I think, you know, just sharing the experience and the value of the event. Is,
yeah. If there's no value for other people, then don't post it. So, that being said, I do want to get in a couple of quick words about some upcoming events and some things in the franchise space before we go today. Mm-hmm. Coming up next week, it's the 2018 Franchise Marketing Innovation and Technology Conference. We like to call it MITCON. It's October 17th, 18th, and 19th in Austin, Texas. I am thrilled to be participating as the MC for this year's festivities, including a keynote speech from Nick Westergaard, and we've got speakers from Facebook, Amazon, IBM, and a lot of other great franchise brands. You can get details and register today at franchise.org. Also, I should mention at that show, my colleague from Social Joey, Mike McDowell, and I will be doing a podcast live from the event. Mike doesn't know we're doing that yet. So Mike, if you're listening today, we'll be doing a podcast from the event. I should also mention that joining us at MITCON will be one of today's sponsors of Social Geek Radio, FranchiseSoft. It's your all-in-one franchise management software, complete with a franchise development CRM and virtual brochure. Find out more today at FranchiseSoft.com. FranchiseSoft, nothing hard about it. And also, today's show is brought to you by Franchise Dictionary Magazine. The October issue is out now, focusing on healthcare and senior care franchises. You can check that out today at FranchiseDictionaryMagazine.com. All right, Angela Cote, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
If our listeners have some more questions for you, maybe some more hacks or tips or they want to go a little bit deeper on some of the things you talked about today, where is the best place for them to reach you?
Yeah, they can reach me. Well, I'm all over social media, Angela Cote, that's C-O-T-E. And I'm also at Angela at cultivateadvisors.com. I wanted to say one thing about MITCON, because yes. I just want to put in a plug, because I was there last year, and I thought it was an amazing opportunity to get really clear on what technology is out there and ways that you can get really streamlined as a franchise company. So I just wanted to put in a quick plug. When I heard you talking about it, I thought, you know, I should mention how much value I got out of it to really, I mean, it's so many great things out there that you can do to be helping your franchisees be more efficient and make more, basically more profitable, make more money.
Oh, awesome. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And we look forward to seeing you at a conference very soon. And anyone who wants to follow Angela's lead and come to MITCON, check it out. And we hope to see you there next week. So Angela, once again, thanks for joining Social Geek Radio today.
Thank you. This was fun. Always fun.
All right. Thank you. And good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. Copyright 2018 Social Geek Radio.